Well, it might sound like a small change to Australia's tax rules, but the Labor Party says its plan to cap tax-deductible accounting fees for individual tax returns at $3,000 would save more than $1.5 billion over a decade. Today, the Labor Party is using tax office data from 2016-2017 to bolster its case. It's saying that 69 Australians who earned more than $1 million paid no tax, and that of those, 27 claimed more than $600,000 in tax-deductible accounting fees. Australia's Institute of Public Accountants is on the record opposing the Labor Party's $3,000 cap. The Institute's General Manager of Technical Policy, Tony Greco, joined me earlier, and I asked him whether he would be comfortable with any client of the Institute's members claiming more than $500,000 in tax deductions for accounting fees.
Well, the first thing you have to understand is the data. The data that tracks the cost of managing tax affairs isn't only what an advisor gets paid. There are other things in those in that label. So when the Labor Party refers to that data, it's not split up. And what we do know, and this is factually based, is litigation costs and interest charged by the ATO are also in that label, as well as advisor fees. So if you were to break down that data on those 59 or 48, there's a lot of numbers being bantered around. This is a very small sample compared to the taxpayer base of 10 or 11 million taxpayers. So this is what we call misinformation.
So what's your understanding of the maximum tax deduction for accounting fees that has been claimed?
Someone, an individual, might be going through a divorce or a sale of a business or succession planning, and then that's where the amount they pay an advisor will spike because they encounter one of these life cycle events.
So give us a number.
It's most cases, it will not be greater than $3,000 for most individuals. We know that. But if you have complex tax affairs, the number might be $5,000 to $15,000. I'm just playing with numbers.
But at the moment, there's no limit on the amount that an individual can claim.
And nor should there be.
My question to you is, what would you regard as the maximum deduction that would be reasonable? Is $500,000 reasonable?
Well, the incidence of someone paying an advisor that sum of money would be extremely rare. I mean, the basis behind all this is that someone is trying to get a tax break for something that to reduce their income to a figure where they don't pay tax. Now, there are very few business people who will spend a dollar on an advisor fee to minimise their tax to a level of a negligible amount. So at the end of the day, I could ask you the question, how much are you going to spend on a home renovation? And that's an individual thing.
This cap doesn't mean that accountants can't charge more for complicated cases. It just, and often, of course, they do involve wealthier clients and bigger amounts of money. It just means the rest of the Australian taxpayers won't be subsidising this.
Well, can I ask you a question? I think you have to break down that data and actually see what the advisors are actually charging, because the figures that have been provided may not represent what is actually taking place. And again, we're dealing with very small numbers. And would you change a policy for 59, 48, whatever the number is?
Well, let me tell you why the Labor Party says it will change that policy. It says that it's capping this tax deduction for accountants to prepare tax returns at $3,000 because it will save taxpayers as a whole $1.6 billion over a decade. That's a significant saving, and as you say, it won't hurt a large number of taxpayers because it doesn't affect that many taxpayers.
Now, most of that saving is in relation to litigation costs. Now, people are going to defend their position against the ATO. So it may not actually be a saving at all, because if they cap the cost of managing tax affairs, then that's not where the problem lies.
Why then is the Institute of Public Accountants objecting to a cap of $3,000? What's wrong with the government capping the amount of the tax deduction at $3,000 if the majority of Australians don't actually pay more than that?
Well, this is where you're comparing someone with very simple tax affairs. It's inappropriate to compare a mum and dad, and on average, you'll probably get 8 or 9 million people who are claiming less than $300 in relation. And then you've got another subset of 2 million people who have got much different circumstances, and you're basically saying, well, they should also fit in under that same. It's apples and oranges.
What should the cap be then? If not $3,000, what should the cap be?
I think the question is wrong at the first instance. You're trying to standardise something that doesn't apply, and I think it's inappropriate.
That's Tony Greco from the Institute of Public Accountants.